vision. This
Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to come a time where I don't have to give it back. Is that all right? Say the vision.
The vision.
Hallelujah. Helen, nor having the word of God deceitfully. Come on, somebody. Use it for your own purpose and agenda. Now, this guy we tell saying that, nor having the word of God. You know, some people have the word of God not for the vision, but for their provision.
Uh-huh.
What they can get, what they can take, mother. That's where that taker spirit come in. Is that all right?
Uh-huh.
Come on, say amen.
Amen.
But even though there are some people do wrong, but God got a lot of people and preachers, amen, that do right. Come on.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
He had one in every, even Sodom and Gomorrah, he had one that was right.
That's right.
You're not going to go to one city where God ain't going to have a real man and woman of God in that city. Oh, I wish I could get somebody. Everybody ain't going to hurt, amen, you. I wish I could get a few people. Amen. Why? Because God knows that he must build a foundation, amen, for the body of Christ here on the earth so they can be prepared to go back to see him when he come in peace. So I want to see my maker in peace.
Yes.
I want to have a relationship with him on the earth in what? Peace. I don't want to have the word deceitfully. I don't want to do anything that's wrong. Huh? Jesus had a vision to work. His vision was from heaven. But the body of Christ. Amen. Praise God, co-pastor. Amen. Y'all give a hand. Praise you going back. Amen. But by manifestation of the truth. Say truth. Vision will cause you to have true word, true preachers, true ministers. How many know we all ministers? Say it ain't all on the pastor. It was the vision was given to the pastor for the real church. But you have been called, and it's under the church vision in the new members book, you have been called to assist him in fulfilling the vision. This is part one, how to work the vision from God in your local church. That's the title, how to work the vision from God in your local church. Amen. So we're working, amen, the vision in what? In our local church. We have been called to assist the pastor in fulfilling this vision. Come on, y'all. The vision of the Rivers Church. The purpose and the will for people whom he has chosen and called to fulfill. How many know you've chosen?
Yes.
And you have been. You've been called, but now you have been chosen. Because why? We work in the vision. The vision of the River Church is to teach the word of God with simplicity and understanding. How many get an understanding? So that it may be applied to our everyday lives. This ain't just to hear a message, but it's to apply it to your everyday life in a practical and in an effective manner. Thereby being transformed into what? River Church. Amen. Vision workers. Come on, say Rivers Church. Vision workers. Changing our immediate world and all those whom we come in contact with. Making a mark that cannot be erased. Come on, that's the vision. To make a mark that it cannot be erased. Your life means something. The enemy been trying to erase us from the earth every day. Sometimes our mind, some of us got real good book sense. But the enemy all of a sudden try to attack your memory. I don't know anybody ever felt that. He try to attack your memory. I can't remember where I put the pen at. I can't remember where I put the soap at. But come on. I can't even remember where I put my most vital and most important paperwork in my home. He all of a sudden try to bring confusion to you and make you feel like you're dumb. But how many know you got to tell the devil, you know what? I got vision. I got purpose, and I'm going to walk in it. Come on, y'all. Is that all right? I got vision, I got purpose, and I'm going to walk in it. Hallelujah. And that's what you have to tell yourself. I got vision, I got purpose, and I'm going to walk in it. 2 Corinthians 4, chapter 3, verse 8, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them who are lost. Come on, somebody. When you hear the gospel, you got to accept the message. The gospel will cause change. It will cause you to do the vision. It will cause you to grow. It will cause things to you to walk in the spirit of honor. That's what it is. If he did, it's hid to those that don't want to do it. They hear it, but you can't dismiss it. Come on, somebody. You got to receive it. Tell them to receive it. And whom the God of this world, Satan, has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. How many know that God is giving us a willfully mind to do the work? We can't receive this spirit of being willfully blind to the light of the gospel, message of the cross. But how many know it's all about the gospel? Come on, say the gospel. Whatever you do, it's all for the gospel. It's all for the building of the gospel of Christ. Amos 3:3 said, can two walk together except they agree? Become one. Become united. Become alike. Come on. We have to become one as a church in order to do the vision. We have to like each other. Come on, y'all. Come on, say amen. We got to love one another as Christ what? Love the church. We have to become one and become what? United. We become united, it's nothing that can stop the vision. When we come on, this is where God placed me. This is I'm gonna ride with it. I'm gonna ride until the Lord come by. Come on, somebody. And once you begin to do that, you'll see the importance of understanding the vision. Amos 3:3 says, in order to walk in agreement, to walk united, to walk alike, to become one, you must hear, see, and understand the vision of the church. You must understand it, hear it, and see it. How many see what God's doing? Come on, give me a few more minutes. How many see what God's doing? You must hear the vision. You can't get tired. Amen. You can listen to music for 5 hours, but you can't listen to the word for 1 hour. Come on, y'all. Huh? You can dance 5 hours, but you can't hear good teaching 4 to 5 minutes. What up? Come on, somebody. That means that the enemy is trying to work on your vision. He's trying to block your mind and your spirit. Our pastor is God's vision. I'm the vision of God. God's revelation for this era is for us, amen, to receive me. Receive co-pastor. Your perception of us will determine your perception of our spirituality. Your perception of us will determine your perception of our spirituality, of how, amen, you perceive us as a father and a mother in the Lord. Your level of trust, come on, your level of confidence, amen, and your level of counsel. Because one thing we can't do, and I'll say this, you cannot counsel a demon. Come on, you need to write this down. You cannot what? Counsel someone that rebels. You can't counsel someone that won't receive. Come on, somebody. You can't upbuild people, amen, that don't want, amen, to hear. Amen. Amen. 5 ways to honor God in the vision. 5 ways to honor God. Let me read the 5th verse. 2 Corinthians 4:5. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. For God who commands the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God, the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure, the gospel, in our earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Come on. God has given us the strength of this excellent spirit to do it. It's not from us. It's from God. You're not here because you want to be. God put it in your heart to be here. If you give anything to anybody, if you do anything good, if you do anything to have any value or purpose, God put it in your heart. Come on. Y'all see that in the word? It's not for us. It's what? It's from God. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We got to always keep our confidence, even though the visions get hard. People may not show up. Amen. It may look like it ain't going to work. but we got to hold fast. Say hold fast. We are troubled every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. You may be at home and going through some things, but amen, there's not the time to give up. There's not the time to throw in the towel. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Come on, is that all right? But it's not time, amen, to give up on God. Persecuted but not forsaken. When you know the vision of God, people will persecute you. Why are you going to the church so much? Wednesday night, Sunday, every Sunday. Come on. It don't take all that. I'm saved. That's the enemy. You know, he ain't got to say nobody. He's trying to talk to you. Persecuted but not forsaken. Cast down but not destroyed. Knocked down. People come and say negative words against your house, against your feelings. You trying to do good. They can't see the good that you're trying to do. They can only remember the bad that you did, the wrong mistakes you did, all the stuff you did wrong. Come on. But God said, I'm trying to get you to remember the good stuff. Say good stuff. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord. Your life is also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we, which live, are always delivered unto the death for Jesus' sake. That the light also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. How many know we got the victory through our existing faith? It guarantees the life of Christ in our mortal flesh. It's made manifest in our mortal flesh. It's made manifest. Live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. We're going to live. We're going to do this unto death. Not just a season, not just during my this year, not just next year, but say unto death. When you do the vision of God, you got to do it until, amen, and you'll take your last breath. So then death working up, but life in you. I mean, know that the death at the cross, it played a bigger part for our life, amen, that others may come forth, amen, what he did. In his day, we're working us, but in you. Amen. In us and in other people. Amen. As we be a witness. Amen. And that's how you honor God. Five ways you honor God. Amen. Proverbs 3 and 9. Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce. Hallelujah. Is that all right? You honor him without vision. Amen. You got to have, God will always send what? Provision. That's why, amen, God is sending finances through your hand. Amen. So you can help the what? The vision. Amen. Because if you don't, pride again, greed again. Pride is the unwillingness to be vulnerable in the work of God. Come on, somebody. Pride is the unwillingness to be vulnerable in the work of God. Say pride. It's the unwillingness to be vulnerable. You know, you got to be vulnerable when you're doing the vision. You know there's a thing that may be uncertain. Amen. You got to be vulnerable. You got to be have a willingness to let yourself go in the vision. You got to have a willingness to work in the vision. Let yourself, amen, become the vision. Come on. Is that all right? The second one is 1 Corinthians 6 and 20. For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body. You have been bought with a price through salvation to work the vision. Amen. To be something, to mean something, to bring credibility to you, to, amen, to give you a sense of belonging, amen, because if we don't belong, amen, anywhere, then we'll fall for anything. Come on, is that all right? We need our mind to be focused on the vision of God, because then we'll start focusing our mind on ourselves and what we can get, because President Kennedy said to America as the soldiers were getting ready to fight, and Vietnam, he said, don't think what you can do for your country, what you can get for your country, but think about what you can do for your country. Come on, is that all right? And then don't think about what you can get from the ministry. Think about what you can bring to the ministry. Oh, I wish I could get some bring to the vision. Don't think about what you can take from the vision. Think about what you can bring to the vision. You're bringing yourself. You're bringing your gift. You're bringing your love. You're bringing your stability. When I see you, I get strength. Come on. When y'all see me, do you get strength? Come on, come on. Let the enemy know. When you see me, do you get strength? Come on, say it out loud. Say, yes, I get strength. Huh? When I see y'all, amen, I get what? Strength. When I see each and every one of y'all, amen, because you're a part of the vision, I get strength. Sometimes I walk through the house. Praise God for mother. Praise God for brother Mike. I get strength. You start knowing that. Praise God for pastor. You must start getting praise. I thank God for Sister Diane. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for Sister Khadijah. Even, and I haven't seen Sister Khalid in a while. Amen. But I say, thank God for Sister Khalid. I get strength. Why? Because she's one of my daughters. Come on, is that all right? Is that all right? Huh? Amen. And that's why I go walk through the house and I say, thank God for each and every one of you. I get what? To get strength. You have been bought with a price. Third one, find ways to honor God. Amen. Well, you have been how to work the vision from God in your local church. We talk about these are things that you need to work the vision in your local church. John 12:26, if anyone serves me, he must follow me. See, when you're serving God, you must follow him. Just don't do things because everybody's doing it. Do it from your heart. Come on, that all right? Come to church, not because your mom and daddy want you to do, your sister, brother, aunt, cousin, everybody is the way everybody go. You come because this is where God placed you. Come on, I want you to get somebody. A lot of people do that, but you got to go where God placed you. John 12:20 says, if anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. Come on. And if anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. How many want honor? You feel dishonored all the time because people telling you, you're not on this level, you don't have this, you this, you're wrong, this, and all this other stuff. Is that right? But how many know if you serve God, he said, I'll bring you honor. Or y'all need to give God praise in that. Why? Because all of us want honor. What is honor? Respect. A place of being, a place of security, a place of feeling, amen, having value. I'll give you saying worth and value. Because people don't feel that. I know they don't. Because if they did, they will, amen, do better. Come on, say do better. See, all of you have value because why? You're doing better than you did last year. Come on, is that all right? You ought to look to your neighbor and say, I'm doing better than I did last year. I was in the house of God last year, but I'm getting the vision this year. Oh, y'all come on, somebody. I was on the outside looking in, but I'm on the inside working on the outside. Come on. Is that all right? Fourthly, 1 Corinthians 6:18-20. Flee immorality. Come on. When you're working the vision, you got to flee from immorality. Come on, somebody. Say the Bible says, James say, resist the devil, he'll flee from you. See, some things you got to resist him. When that feeling come on you, that urge to do something wrong, I resist you, Satan. That's what you got to say. I resist that. No, I'm not going on to that house. I resist those things that are coming at me. Come on, somebody. I resist this bank account that say I got zero in. This bank account is blessed. Y'all, come on, somebody. I take my checkbook out and speak to it. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, if you give me seed, I'll sow it. I command this bank account to come forth. I command my health. Jeremiah 30:17 said, I will restore thy health and heal thy wounds. Y'all give me saying it all the time. Isaiah 58:9 say, I will restore thy health speedily. Oh, I wish I could get some. God ain't a second next day God. He's a right now God. Come on, somebody. He ain't, I'm gonna make it the next day. No, he's trying to get something to you right now. Right. At 12, come on, somebody, is that all right? At 12:16, he's trying to get a word to you right now. You come on. He ain't trying to wait till 12:40. He wants you to get it right now. He waiting the next week, next Monday. A lot of people say, well, I'll do better next week when I get my income tax check. Well, if you got a positive spirit, you spend up in 2 days. One day, I know some people spend $4,000. And I've seen them do it in 2 hours. Come on, I'm gonna get this, I'm gonna get that. Most of them ain't got a pair of jeans to show for. Y'all come on, somebody. Amen. But when you do the vision, amen, God is writing this into your account in heaven. He got angels watching over you. Y'all say, man, he got angels say, you know what, Lord, I think they ready for a blessing. Y'all, anybody ready for a blessing? Lord, I think they ready for a supernatural breakthrough. I think they ready for a miracle. Come on, somebody. I'm ready. When you flee immorality, every other sin that a man commits is outside the body. But the immoral man sins against his own body. You know, when you do stuff, you hold your own stuff, but it ain't the devil. The devil don't make you sin. He tempt you. But you do more tempting of doing wrong than the devil do, because he's not omnipresent. He's not everywhere you go, but you are. Your flesh don't stay home when you walk out the door. You carry it with you 24/7. Come on. You lay down with something that's trying to get you to fall. You lay down with yourself. Ain't nobody in bed with you. There's something in you. You say, we were born in sin and what? Shaped in iniquity. We got to flee this stuff. We got to run from it, run for our life. Lord, I'm running, running for my life. If anybody asks you, know what's the matter with me, Lord? Say, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, by baptized. Lord, I got Jesus running for my life. I'm running for my life. So you got to run for your life. When you do a vision, you're running for your life. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Come on. All this in 1 Corinthians 6:18-20. I want you to read that. That your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You special. Your body's special. Don't hurt your body. Don't take knives and cut your veins. Don't take knives and burn yourself. Come on, y'all. Don't run out there and just abuse yourself. And when your body is the temple, come on, somebody. Because if you don't respect it, then the devil won't. People won't. But if you walk with respect and honor, people will respect and honor you. There's a difference being prideful and arrogant, no. But if you walk with confidence and pride that you save, that you in the River Church, come on, y'all. You know what? Yeah, hallelujah. We blessed and highly favored. I'm saved. And I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. You ain't spoken in tongues yet, but by faith I speak in the Holy. I speak in tongues. Come on, y'all. By faith, when you walk in the door of business, people gonna hire you. By faith, you got respect in your community and your family and within yourself. Come on, y'all. Is that all right? Last one. The fifth one. 2 Thessalonians 3:1. Finally, brother. Pray for us that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly. Come on. When you're doing a vision, you got to pray. Finally, brother. That you pray that the word of the Lord what? Spread what? Rapidly. When you begin to pray, God is going to elevate you what? Rapidly. The word of God is going to begin to spread in you. The word of God is going to begin to grow in you rapidly. When you begin to pray. See, prayer will cause your spirit to open up to God so he can feed you. How many want your spirit fed by God? Hallelujah. That's what prayer does. Father, pray for us that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly and be glorified just as it did also with God. Amen. Hallelujah. How many know that God has a vision that we must all work through and work out? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we all gonna appear before the Lord. And we don't want to appear with him before our work undone. I mean, is that all right? Amen. We got to work in the natural, we got to take care of ourselves. We got business, trips we have to take. Come on, somebody. How many know that we got spiritual trips that we got to take in the spirit? Hallelujah. Amen. I thought to take you on a journey in the spirit. When you're praying, God, take me on this journey that I may grow in you. Come on, understand. That I may grow in you, that I may understand you, that your vision will become clearer in me. Hallelujah. My purpose will be easier for me to do and easier for me to receive and easier for me to believe in myself. How many know that we got to believe in ourselves even more? You got to believe that every step you take, God is with you. And no matter what's going on, he's going to be there right there with you. No matter what's going on, he's going to be right there with you. No matter what it takes, amen, the thing that God has set for you is going to come forth like never before. Hallelujah. Every eye closed. Father, we just thank you right now for the vision. We thank you, Lord, right now, Lord, for the vision of the local church, Lord, that you are causing it to grow and to come forth like never before. Lord, you're touching the people, Lord, that they will get encouraged and motivated to turn, oh God, to you. To not to see themselves as failure anymore. To not receive the report of the enemy, but receive the report of the Lord. Lord, I thank you right now, Lord, even as you've given the assignment to Jesus, God, and he said in Matthew, God, that oh God, that the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. And God, we pray more laborers in the Rivers Church, God, in the local churches. Come on, y'all, pray with me one moment. God, we pray more laborers. God, that those that are here will begin to get more active in the vision. Come on, y'all. Lord, that they will see their self-worth. That God, there's a problem that in the body of Christ that need to be solved by them. Lord, that they are problem solvers. That their gift, oh God, has made room for them to occupy and to flourish like never before. We thank the Lord for the anointing. We thank him for the Holy Spirit. We come against every yoke of hindrance. God, we are going forth in the name of Jesus. We are covered on every side. I pray for those that are not here, and I pray for those that are here. I pray spiritual growth. God, I pray financial growth. I pray healing in their minds. I pray protection over their children right now, Lord. I pray over their jobs and their businesses right now, Lord. I pray right now the spirit of recovery in every area of their life. Lord, I thank you for them receiving this prayer, for us coming and covenant with you. Lord, we can do anything without you, but I know you can do anything but fail. And we come against the spirit of failure, oh God, and the spirit of needing. And God, for we know that you have made a way out of no way, and that you have opened doors that man cannot close. We thank you for divine favor and your divine grace. Oh, God, that we cannot work for this, but because of what you did in the cross, God, give us a right, Lord, to walk, oh, God, and to flee those things that come against, oh, God, the ability you have left inside of us. And we pray in the name of Jesus that the Rivers Church is unified like never before. Y'all come on, give God praise. Hallelujah. We're unified. We are alike. Oh God, that we will stand together, we will love together, we will work together, we will give together, we will, oh God, pray together. Oh God, we will work together, we will stand together for each other. Oh God, for the vision of this house, and we pray strength right now. Oh God, to every department in our local church here at the River Church, and those that are on honor God, and those in their home, God, and the love starts at home and then spread about. We pray for every household right now, Lord. We pray for the men and the women of God, the children. We pray protection over them right now, Lord, that the homes will become alive again. Those that are dead, those things that have died, oh God, through all of what the world has released, what the things have been said negative through our home, God, but we still stand on the word of God. And we thank the Lord that the word is dominating our mind, it's dominating our spirit. And we ask you, Holy Ghost, to go before us. We release you now to manifest comfort to the people that need comfort. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Come on, everybody, say amen. 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 Hallelujah. You can have your seats at this time. Glory to God. Prepare yourself.